Okay, now for the real show.
Shut up, you moron!
Sometime within the last year, actually it was a little bit more than a year ago, that a very faithful fan from the dawn of time asked us to play his birthday party. And at that point, we were not above playing birthday parties. So we conceded to play this friend's birthday party. It ended up being a situation much like this, except it was in this guy's backyard at his pool party with some elder relatives and cousins and aunts and uncles, and it was quite an interesting situation, but it was pretty much the same. We got deep into the jack, and we figured we would pretty much let caution fly to the wind. And
of course, he didn't pay us $4,000 either.
No, he didn't. But he had a better sound system.
That's true.
So we took it upon ourselves to ask the audience to come up with song titles and genres of music. And we would try and apply those song titles to those genres. It didn't have much to do with any of our own music or the genres that we're usually accustomed to, but we gave it a shot. And I'd be willing to give that a go right here and now.
Al's going to do that by himself. No, okay.
Okay, but here's the thing. It has to be one of our songs. And it has to be a genre of music that at least most of the Western world is accustomed to. It has to be a word in the dictionary.
It doesn't really have to be one of our songs, does it?
No, I guess not.
So, we have 25 minutes left. We'd like to welcome you to the very beginning of the decline of Mo. This is where we completely go downhill for the rest of our career until we're playing cover tunes in a shitty lounge somewhere in, like, outside of Vegas, because we'll never get to Vegas.
That's right. Anyone who was there last night could say that you saw Mo at their peak. And then anyone who was here tonight could say, well, I saw them at the beginning of the way down. I was at the top of the hill, and I didn't know how to ski.
Dude, those guys are like 30, man, and they show up in this crappy RV that they live in, and like, I don't know, it was dirty. It was just all a really dirty experience for me.
I thought my life looked bad, and I was going to be a mailman. And then I saw Mo, and I felt better about myself. Time Ed Swing. Okay. I have no idea. The spine of a dog.
You're cut off.
Ladies are the frumpet. I have no idea what you're talking about. All right, spine of a dog, swing. I am a pinball man.
Hey.
I forgot the words.
Have another cocktail, pal.
Sure, why not?